the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Godet. It's Idaho Matters. Have you ever looked at a painting of an Idaho landscape and been transported there in your mind? Has art ever brought you closer to the environment and encouraged you maybe to take care of it? That's part of the goal of the Idaho Conservation League's Artist in Residence program. It's ramping back up, and here to tell us more is Lexi Black, the Central Idaho Community Engagement Specialist for the Idaho Conservation League. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I have to tell you, I have been looking at some of the art that's been created by past artists in residence. It is beautiful. I'm looking at mountains and prairies and rivers, and all I want to do is just crawl into the painting and disappear. These are great.
They really are spectacular. And something that I think is so exceptional about our state is how varied our terrain is and our environment is, from the Waihi Canyonlands to the forests up north to the sawtooths. And I think it's really exciting to see that over the years, many of our artists have really capitalized on that diversity of terrain and biome and done a great job capturing it.
Oh, they really have. I have to agree. So when did this start? When did the ICL get an artist in residence?
So the program began in 2013. At the time, we had some staff members who were very involved with the art community in general, some folks who also volunteered with some galleries. And so it began as sort of a passion project brought into the nonprofit environmental space. ICL's principal job as an organization, we are a grassroots advocacy organization that looks to protect the air you breathe, the water you drink, and the lands and wildlife you love. But in 2013, we had this moment that we had really enthusiastic staff members with this love of the fine arts see that really incredible nexus, but an opportunity between the artistic space and the environmental advocacy space. So they brought the program to life in 2013. Since then, the program ran all the way through 2020. And then during the pandemic, unfortunately, due to just the logistical hurdles of the pandemic, and we had to suspend the program temporarily. And then in 2023, we focused on our 50th anniversary. ICL was founded in 1973, so we put in a lot of effort to that. And now, finally, now that we're in 2024, and we sort of laid the groundwork since 2020, we've decided to refresh and relaunch the program. So we're really excited that, you know, there's a really rich tradition all the way since 2013, and we're excited to revive all of the legacy that has been put down over the last 10 years.
So how does the residency work? The artists are not going to get rich doing this, but you do have some money involved.
Yes. So the residency involves you receive $2,000 stipends over the course of the residency. The residency lasts one full calendar year, beginning and concluding in May of every year. Rather than asking the artists to host their own exhibition anymore, we've asked the artists to attend our ICL's annual conference at Redfish Lake Lodge, Wild Idaho, and host an exhibit at this annual conference. So we're combining forces a little bit, and that annual conference is always held in May. So that is why now the residency will begin and conclude in May. The idea is that we form a symbiotic relationship with the artists, that we both get to explore sort of new communities that we're not reaching. So in ICL's case, we hope that we can find folks who are more interested in the artistic space and connect that way. And we then offer the artists an opportunity for immense exposure to our base across Idaho, which is quite large. We have members in all corners of the state. And in addition to that, also have an opportunity to build some more community. ICL then also benefits as well from use of the images. But part of our hope with building that community, again, bringing it back to Wild Idaho and concluding with an exhibition there, the artist actually really gets to be a part of the Idaho Conservation League community. That event, Wild Idaho, the conference is by invite for the most part. And so they get to be really involved attending a two-day conference with some of the big movers and shakers and environmental causes in the state and show off their work there and sell their work there. So our hope is really to capitalize on, you know, building a community with our artists, and we hope that both groups benefit from that. And then additionally, benefiting from sort of mutually expanding our reach across the state.
Now, can anyone do this? Do you have to be a professional artist? How does that work?
No, so what's also sort of exciting about this new re-energized version of Artists in Residence, we've actually lowered a lot of the barriers to entry application-wise. So we ask that you are a current full-time Idaho resident. In addition to that, however, all we ask for are 5 examples of past work that the artist feels demonstrates their relationship with Idaho's environment. And then we ask a couple of questions in a Google form that's just to help us get to know the artist a little bit better. And we want to see all sorts of talent from someone who's just sort of a 5 to 9 after work chip away at a little painting to someone who's a lifelong professional photographer. We'd love to see every iteration of talent wherever they are in their careers. And we're really excited about that possibility.
That is so amazing. So applications are due very soon, right? We've only got a little time left.
Applications are due very soon. We're asking everyone to send in their applications by March 31st. That's a Sunday. So if you are interested, make sure you can visit the Idaho Conservation League Artists in Residence webpage, and that has all of the information you'll need, including everything that we talked about today, to get your application in.
We've been speaking with Lexi Black, the Central Idaho Community Engagement Specialist for the Idaho Conservation League, about the league's Artist in Residence program. Applications, as she said, are due March 31st. Get them in now. Lexi, thanks and good luck.
Thank you very much.
We'll put up a slideshow of some of the beautiful artwork from past artists on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.